Public hearing is subdivision 2010-2, Kid Farr Properties LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Suffolk County, dividing 2.01 acres into two lots located southeast corner of the intersection of Road 48, also known as Holly Mount Road, and Scotty Run, a private road. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
No additional comments, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir, step right up.
I may.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, Joseph Farnan, the attorney on behalf of the applicants for this property.
Okay, are you an attorney admitted to the bar in the state of Delaware?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, but our counselor won't. He wants to know what your bar number is.
3945, Mr. Chairman.
Outstanding. Four digits, not bad. Okay. All right, sir, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, good evening. This is the application to subdivide this property into two lots. Currently, it is 1 2-acre lot, which we wish to subdivide into 2 1-acre lots. The rear lot, or parcel B, has an existing structure on it. The structure will remain within the setbacks and will not violate or need any variances as a result of this subdivision. As to septic, the parcel B actually just this July had a perk test, and it perked and is in process now of getting a new septic system. So I can represent to the commission that has been covered. And I would assume, based on the perk test, that parcel A, although it has not been tested, it will also perk. There's also, as part of the file, a certificate of no objection. I believe it was written in 2001, but there's a certificate of no objection letter from DelDOT. And I would represent to the commission that this would meet all of the requirements of Code 99-9C. And there's also a no objection letter from the neighbor directly across Scotty Run, which was part of the original subdivision. And I also forgot to mention, also with me on behalf of the applicant, is Patricia Farnan, if there are any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if there are any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll start with Mr. Lank again. Why is this before us now? Is it similar to the previous one?
Need to see this.
According to the tax map, it would be the fourth lot.
Be the fourth lot.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Scotty Run to private road, so really you're creating a lot on the private road, basically.
That would be the fourth lot.
And it's
lot
the fourth, yeah. The fourth lot, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was at the top of my head. And it would be the fourth lot.
So we're not dealing with a subdivision that maybe has restrictive covenants on it?
No, it was a minor subdivision for three lots, and they had maxed it out, so any further subdivision had to apply for the fourth.
Okay.
Oh, can I interrupt a second? What was the lady's name that you said was really, I missed it.
Oh, Patricia Farnan.
All right, thanks.
And, sir, has there been any discussions with the neighbors on having the subdivision of this lot?
Yes, there has, and they actually filed with the office a letter of no objection.
We do have that on file.
Kathleen Roberts?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
So it sounds like maybe the only issue we have remaining is whether or not that particular lot will perk.
Yes, Your Honor.
As you may be aware of, in Sussex County, you can have a parcel and a piece of it perks and another piece doesn't. So I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
In addition to that, we've been advised that Artesian may be bringing sewer to this area shortly, so that may also be an advantage for the lot.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Burden.
No questions for me.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, sir. If you can take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would
thank
like
you,
to
Chairman.
Speak in favor of subdivision 2010-2, Kid Farr Properties, LLC? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2010-2? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Are we good?
No, we're good.
All right, then. Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.